Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour, and this podcast is about you becoming your best both inside and outside of the gym. And the key word there is and. You know, many times in life, we set our goals. We decide, hey, this is what's going to make us happy. We're ready to do the battle. We read the internet sayings that are posting about motivation and drive and ambition and hustle. And we're willing to make the sacrifices to succeed, to reach our goals that we believe are going to make us happy. And many times we, you know, we get locked into a certain way of thinking and doing. Maybe we have certain role models that this is the way to go about it. And we make it an either-or situation. Now, I know this is a podcast that is, it revolves around bodybuilding and training. It's really about life. It's really about life. And I want to expand, you know, our connection to talk not just about bodybuilding and training, about talking about life, right? And so when we get locked into a certain way of thinking to reach our goals, and many times we make it an either-or situation. Like, hey, well, that's the only way to do it. And with a little bit of objectivity, a little bit of perspective, a different way of looking at the same situation, we might think to ourselves, you know, maybe I can do this and enjoy this too. And that's what I'm here to do in this podcast. Just be your buddy, be your friend, be your bro who you can relate to, has gone through the same journey of life that you're going through, the same interest, same passion, bodybuilding and training. Maybe I've been doing it a little bit longer. Maybe I'm a big brother figure to you. Maybe I'm old enough to be your father, so it's a father figure who has that same passion, same drive. Maybe my stories are something that you can relate to. And I'm just here to just offer some perspective, some insight, the way I see the world. I'll tell you one thing, whether it's me or any other guru or expert who uses this social media platform, podcast, videos, any type of social media blogs, posts, that they have the courage and the confidence to step up and become a leader, right? I admire anybody who can do that. Whether I agree with their point of view or not, I have respect for the people who are willing to step up and become a leader. Whether it's me or it's any other person you're listening to their podcast, their video, you're reading their blog, who's giving their perspective on the world, I mean, you need to step back and be a critical thinker. And don't just accept someone's point of view blindly. That's their experience. That's their journey and the lessons that they learned. And you know what? That could change. They could have looked at the world a different way just 6 months before. And now they're telling you this way. And you may not know, well, how did you think about that before? But they're just coming down like, I have the cornerstone. I have the patent, the trademark. I have a lockdown on the truth, and here it is. right? And here's the thing about it. You don't know if like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, they're going to say, you know what? I know I was really crazy passionate about life that particular way. And I was telling you that was the right way to do it and the only way to do it. Well, I've changed my mind. You don't really see that too much, you know, on the internet. I respect people who can change their mind and open up their perspective, because two things, if you're someone who is looking for what they have, obviously you run into them because there's some connection. They've either achieved something that you want, or they're in the process of achieving something that you want, feelings, emotions, goals, whatever it may be. And they may be a little bit further ahead on the process as you. They've been doing it longer. And it would be nice to know that you're thinking the same way right now, and you're not quite sure, you're not quite so certain if this is the way. I mean, look, until we've achieved that goal, point B, right? We're at point A, we want to go to point B. Until we've actually achieved it, I mean, we don't have 100% certainty that what we're doing is going to actually get us there, right? Wouldn't it be nice to have a role model, you know, someone who's stepping up, who wants to serve us, they could say, hey, I know the way that you're thinking. I know the way that you're feeling. I used to think that way too, right? This is the way you feel, right? This is what you're going through, right? And you want to do this. Sometimes you think this way, right? Oh, that's it. That's exactly the way, you know, I was thinking. Yeah, am I doing this right? And then go, well, you know, look, you got to do your thing. I really get it. Hey, I was there too. You know, from my perspective, my new truth is that, you know, that may not be exactly where it is you want to go. And for this reason, at least that's my experience. So as you go through this journey and you rethink things, I mean, hey, this is I rethought it. This is the way I'm thinking, right? That's what a good role model would, I think, would serve. If they can give you both sides of the issue, really show you that they understand, they empathize with the way you're thinking, rather than come down, this is the truth. If you think any other way, there's something wrong with you, right? You're not going to get that from me, right? I want you to really critically think about what you read on the internet, whether it's from me or anyone else, and really think about how it applies to your life, and realize that they're just human beings like you going through their journey. And their opinions may change. Their opinions may change. My mind, because I've just been into personal development for so long, I have been looking for ways since I was 21 years old, and I was brought to this new world of personal development, Zig Ziglar seminar, the late Zig Ziglar when I was 21 years old. And then I've been on a mad, passionate, just totally all-encompassing passion journey about personal development. You may know me if you're listening to this podcast. You may know me for what I accomplished as a bodybuilder. But I'd like to point out that, you know, I was on this journey of personal development and becoming the best that I can be a good 6 years before I even really dedicated myself to the gym and even went on the journey to become a bodybuilder. And I like to point out that those 6 years of looking for my passion and happiness and fulfillment and my bullseye in life, and that primed me. So when I was ready to start training, boom, I applied myself and I became that six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, the writer, the person of influence in that sphere, and everything that I'm becoming afterwards. It's been a dozen years now since I stopped competing. Right, so I have a certain way of looking at it, but I want you to listen to this podcast, and I want you to be a critical thinker. How does this apply to you? Now, I don't necessarily want you to be resistant, like, well, that could be wrong. Pick, nitpick. Boy, did you hear how he dangled a participle, or how he enunciated, or he didn't enunciate a particular word? How could I listen to it? I don't want you to be that critical, right? But I want you to just think, hey, how does this apply to me? What's his world? Where is he coming from? Why does he have these beliefs? And how does it apply to me? But again, it's not about being critical of me or any leader who steps up on the internet giving advice. It isn't about them. It's about you. Every story you hear on the internet, in the news, social media, about some pop star, about a politician, it's really not about them. You realize we're all just processing, okay, here's this person, they're in the news, they're this, they're that, they're perceived this way, they've had a fall from grace. What does this mean to us? And as we're figuring out this journey of life. This is More Than Just Muscles podcast. I've had 25 plus years in this whole bodybuilding and fitness world and journey. I've seen a lot of people come and go. I've had my own personal experiences. So as I talk, it's just not about me. So, you know, well, that's his experience. His experience isn't my experience. He's just bitter. Or, yeah, well, you know, he was so lucky. Look, he's a genetic freak. I mean, he had all these special circumstances, right? Way to discredit me, right? I'm giving you a perspective that's not just my own. I've seen literally thousands of people start on this journey, whether they lasted a year, a decade, or longer than I have. You know, I've been entrenched. I've been in this world for so long. And as I study, what can I learn from people? What can I pick up to add to my talents and qualities to ascend to a higher level myself personally? I examined, I broke down, I asked a lot of questions from a lot of people. So as I give you, you know, my view of the world, my perspective, it's not just my own personal experience. So again, every expert, all the information that you listen to on the internet, it's all about you. It's all about how you can take the information, the experiences that are shared with you, and how can you apply it to your life to hit your bullseye, and that's to be happy. However, you know, that equation and the factors all add up, the goal in life is to be happy, right? So I'm giving you my perspective on the world, and that's what I'm doing in this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to what I have to say. There's so many different people in your ear, in your face, on the internet. I'll tell you, just bombard it with so many podcasts, so many videos, so many blogs, so many social media posts on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all the other ones that are coming out. How do you get all this information? How do you make it make sense for you? How do you use it to empower your life and not distract you from where you want to go? I mean, that's the big challenge nowadays. I firmly believe there is so much amazing information on the internet. There's so much amazing information on the internet. There are so many people who have gone through life and that are sharing their experiences. You know, we tend to sometimes focus, I guess I shouldn't say we, all right? You should be critically thinking about what I say, even terms like that, right? It's planting the seed that everybody thinks this way, right? Because I think this way. It's not we, I think this way. You know, be careful of that, because you might be listening to a guru and we think this way, and you start thinking, well, everybody thinks this way. And then when someone doesn't think that way, it's like there's something wrong. Well, no, this is the way, you know, I think, all right? I think that there's so much amazing information on the internet. My challenge is to sit down, weed it all out, not focus on the people who I just think are wrong and push them away. And I don't want to ever get in the mindset that, you know, there's so many people who don't know what they're talking about on the internet. There's no value. Everybody, you hear this, everybody on the internet is an expert. And the thought behind that, you can't, a person, again, me, is that when the person says that, I'm interpreting what they're saying is that most of the information, a lot of this information, you got to watch out. Most of the information is bad information. There's a lot of people who just believe all that. See, I choose to believe differently. I mean, it's my job to go through all this information and pick out who I respect, who I can relate to. But after that, after I pick them out, man, I got to listen to minutes, if not hours, of what they actually have to say, right? That takes discipline. You got to go about your life, all your responsibilities. And if you want to take your life to the next level, you take this information that you found on the internet. You got to take the time to listen to it and actually apply it, right? You know, and how many times have you, oh, wow, that seems like a good email. I'll save it for later. And you never get back to it. You bookmark a video and you never get back to it, right? It happens to me all the time. If we could just discipline ourselves with all this information, definitely give us perspective and empower our lives. And that's what I want to do with you, my brother in iron. Maybe you've shared some of the same experience. Maybe you're just interested to hear my experience. That's what I want to share with you. And again, it's all about how I can use my experiences and throw them out there for you and see if it can help you. But I do not believe that I've got a lock on the truth, that my truth is the only way to look at it, right? And I'll tell you, sometimes I think that something that, you know, may slow down my popularity and mass appeal on the internet. You know, I have a message for me. If you want to know more about me and my core values, popularity, people pat me on the back thinking you're awesome. You know, who wants to think, oh, I really care about what people think. I love pats on the back. I love people to notice what I'm doing. You know, I mean, who really wants to admit that, right? I don't know if I ever wanted to think that was such a driving force in my life. I would say, no, I'm here to help people make a difference. All these, you know, awesome, well-balanced, integrity and character-based reasons. That's why I've done everything my entire life. You know, I want to think that. But again, as I mature and I can have some distance from the way I went about my life in the past, right? You know, I can see that certainly, you know, in the past, a lot of the achievements and things that I've done in the past that, you know, it wasn't just for me and fulfilling my mission and my potential. You know, the approval of other people's was important to me to some extent. I think it's important to everybody, not at the same level. It's not universal. Everybody doesn't value it the same, right? But I think that's a quality that a lot of people go for. So, I mean, if it makes you feel better, yeah. You know, I did, no matter what I may have thought about the time. I can tell you this, though. Where I am right now, that isn't important. How I've designed my life now, how, you know, I'm going to get to in this podcast and this whole More Than Just Muscles podcast, you know, who I need to impress is myself by stepping up and going for my goals. And part of my goals is you. It's making an impact on your life, right? What I do for a living, who I become, obviously is important to me. But, you know, I'm all about family and taking care of my family at the highest level. And how I'm going to do that, and I don't just mean, you know, financially for my job, although that's an important part of the equation. It's how I allocate my time and energy so I'm there for my family, right? That's what I mean by providing for my family. It's not just, you know, financially. It's not just time. It's being present so I can actually give them the emotional connection and the stability and the mental and emotional consistency. That's what I mean by providing for my family at the highest level. That's what's important to me these days. And, you know, obviously part of it is, you know, getting you to maybe think that, hey, I got some value. I can enhance your life. And, you know, we create a win-win situation, right? But from that guy before that, you know, was, you know, chasing after trophies and, you know, that isn't important to me. And again, what got me into this little riff here was, you know, with my videos. I mean, I concentrate on the content, my message, my delivery, right? And that, I would say, is like 90% of what I do, putting together this podcast, what I'm going to say, how I'm going to prepare, how I'm going to, you know, use all of my talents and abilities, my emotion, my experiences, how they come through me, through my voice, through my image on a video, to get my point across in an effort to help you. That's where I, you know, throwing out a number here, like 90% of my energy is going. And there's a whole different element to all this now that with social media, it's the, hey, look at me type of thing. It's, you know, and that's an important part. I mean, look, I can do this podcast and I can have 10 people like you listen to it, and you can really be impacted and really connect and say, hey, I got a little bit out of that I can take in my life to get closer and closer to my goals and my dreams, give me perspective and objectivity, make the journey a lot easier. That would be awesome. But there's, what if I can do the same thing, not just have 10 people listen to this podcast? What if I can have 100,000, 200,000 people? It's the same energy and effort. It's the same me of transparency and openness and the thought that I put into it. It's the same, but the impact, right, would be a lot more, because there is that look at me aspect, that whole marketing aspect. And so when I say that I put 90% of my energy and effort into, you know, the message, the delivery, how I can connect with you, I don't necessarily mean that in such a it's such a positive thing. What if I can, you know, we talked about the and situation. What if I could do that and connect with more people? Right? So there's a certain strategy that I need to open myself up to so I can have more of an impact. So, you know, with that being said, if you like this podcast and you're seeing it on social media, like it, share it on iTunes, give it 5 stars, write a comment, anything you can do to help me in that mission of getting this out to more and more people. If that's what you like, I appreciate your help. Like it, share it, tell your friends about it. You know, let this go viral. And that's something that, you know, I in the past, I would just never even ask, right? I'll just do a great job. And if I do a great enough job, people are just going to, it's going to catch on. And I know that a lot of people have that belief. I know that a lot of the men who I coach around the world, because, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I have a feeling if you're listening to this podcast and you made it 20 minutes into this podcast, we probably have a lot of similarities, our way of thinking about going about life, our values, what we want out of life. They're probably very similar, right? And I understand all that, right? So if you feel this is something that can help other people, you know, I'm asking for your help. And maybe if you have that same thought process that I have, that I'm still working myself through, that if you just continue just to do a good job, it's all going to pay off. I guess my question to you would be, you know, is that working out to the level that you want? You know, you're getting older, you're 25, you're 35, you're 45, and you have that belief that if I just do a good job, the world will recognize it. You know, if it's not working for you, you may need to think a little differently. See, the good thing about, you know, what I do is that, you know, I do a lot of one-on-one, intimate, private coaching. And so I can do something like this and only, you know, 10 people may listen to it. Let's say it's a lot more than that, right? Where, you know, you see all the experts out there giving their opinion, and there's, you know, they get massive amounts of likes and shares, and you know, and I sit there and go, wow, that's amazing that it's like that. Wow, what if I could have that type of impact, because I really believe in what I have to say and what I have to share. What if I can get that kind of impact? That would be amazing. That would be awesome, right? Well, you know, I have to focus on that more than just 90% of my message, right? And so you're going to need to do the same thing. If you're like me and you think you're just going to do a good job and it's just going to take off like that, well, they may be doing things to do a great job just like you do, what your values are, and think of strategies on how to spread the message. So that's something that I'm learning. Hopefully that's helpful to you. All right, well, this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Today I want to answer the question, would I want my son to grow up to be a focused and dedicated champion bodybuilder like me? All right, I want to answer that question during this podcast. The answer you may think, well, look, he seems confident. He seems successful. Look at all the opportunities. I'm listening to him because I heard he was this champion bodybuilder. I was around when he was. I've seen the pictures. I've done a Google search. He's, quote unquote, successful, right? You know, why am I even listening to this? Obviously, the answer is yes. Well, stick around to this podcast. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll get into my very complicated answer. If I would want my son is 6 months old, his name is Jace, do I want him to grow up to be a focused and dedicated champion bodybuilder like me? We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health, when you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis. Go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast, strategies to help you become the very best, both inside and outside of the gym. I am Skip LaCour. A couple things that I want to mention before I continue on with answering the question, would I want my son to grow up to become a focused and dedicated champion bodybuilder like myself? If you love this More Than Just Muscles theme, if you're at a point in your life, you know, you've dedicated your time and energy and effort into your physical body, that you love the sense of belonging, being in the gym, the camaraderie maybe, or maybe it has nothing to do with other people. It's that it's you versus you for whatever reasons. It makes you happy. That is awesome. But you may be at a point where it's costing you. Look, I understand everything in life that's worth having, you're going to pay some type of price. And maybe you're thinking, well, am I paying too much of a price? You know, is this normal being challenged as I go for what I want in life? Or is this a path that may be taking me in a direction I don't want to go? You know, I can help you. We can talk about that during all these More Than Just Muscle themed podcasts. I've got a teleseminar coming up that I want to tell you about, right? So as you're doing all this work, right, you can think about, you know, your long-term plan. Is this fitting in or it's not? Help you, give you perspective and insight to come up with that decision. So if you like this More Than Just Muscles theme, I have a teleseminar coming up where I'm going to give you a step-by-step plan. It's this Thursday. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So that's this Thursday. And now I know a lot of you may be listening to this podcast sometime in the future, and you know, one thing in the podcast world, you don't want to date your information so much, because if someone's listening to this 6 months from now, they'll think, ah, that podcast, that teleseminar he was talking about, that was a long time ago, right? Well, a couple of things. Number one, if you're listening to this, it is on July 16th, 2015. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's 4 p.m. Pacific time. It's the seven critical steps towards building an amazing life that's no longer compromised by your pursuit of having a great body. All right, so that is this Thursday night, July 16th, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time. I'm going to line it out for you, and I'm going to also have a question and answer session. I mean, there's so many of you guys out there who have emailed me, who've gotten conversations that, I mean, this topic hits home, this whole More Than Just Muscles theme. And, you know, I really appreciate the feedback, me sharing my experiences. I'm glad that it can be helpful so we can take it up to another level and also be available for questions and answers. So, you know, this is a series of teleseminars that I'm going to do in this theme that I'm really dedicated to. If you want to sign up for this teleseminar, depending on what format you're listening to it, you can click the link, and you want to put in your email address so you can get the call and information, right? You need to register for it. Or you can go to sltips.com/teleseminar, right? I'll say that again, www.sltips.com/teleseminar. So it's on SL for Skip LaCour, SL Tips, T-I-P-S, .com, SL, Skip LaCour, sltips.com, /teleseminar, T-E-L-E-S-E-M-I-N-A-R, right? And I said that quite a few times because I know you're probably running, working out, doing cardio, doing other things, and you definitely want to get in on this teleseminar. And I need your email address to send you this information. All right, so if you're listening to this podcast sometime in the future, go to skiplacourcoaching.com, Skip LaCour Coaching. You can always send me an email. And there are links to when the next teleseminar will be. All right, so you're not going to miss out on all the things that I'm doing, all this teleseminar, all this, you know, more private, intimate, instructional, informational teleseminars that I'm going to be doing in this whole More Than Just Muscles theme. So, you know, if this really resonates with you, if you're really getting a lot out of it, this is what you need in your life right now. You've been working hard. You've been really even achieving your bodybuilding goals, and you're kind of going, is this all there is? Where is this all going to end up? You know, maybe I can get some perspective from a guy who's achieved all I wanted and more, and now he's on the other side. What's his journey like? What do I have in store for me? You're going to learn as you go on this More Than Just Muscles journey with me. All right, so you want to make sure that you sign up for that teleseminar and be on the lookout for when I do these. All right, you can go to sltips.com/teleseminar. All right. You know, I'll tell you one thing about this whole journey as I talk about it. I realize that it's such a personal thing. You know, so many of you guys, you know, you're emailing me, and you can always email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. And we get into conversations. I love doing it. I love doing the conversations. That's the great part of what I do. And before the break, I was talking about, you know, how awesome it would be to not just get in front of 100 or 1,000 people with this really direct, intimate conversation that can really be helpful. What if I can, you know, get in front of 100,000, 500,000, 1,000,000 people who are listening to my podcast or watching my videos? Wow, what impact can I make on the world? And although that would be awesome, the great thing about what I do is, you know, there's 7 billion people on the planet. What I do is the personal connection that sometimes, you know, you can't really, it's very tough to get any type of general instructional information like a podcast. It may be helpful. It may make you feel good. But the specific strategies, I mean, we all have our own personal journey and our goals and everything like that. And sometimes you need some one-on-one coaching or someone who can empathize and understand your particular situation, a mentor. Right, where the generic information, you know, it isn't, it's helpful, but it's not a direct hit. It's not the most effective and efficient way to bust through your challenges and create the life that you want. And I'll tell you, my life lessons, my experience from someone who, again, I'm sure you're, you know, in my tribe, having the same thoughts, feelings, values, and emotions as I do, maybe a little ahead of me or a little bit behind the process, but we're all kind of pointed in that same direction. I spent well over $100,000 over, you know, this period of time. I don't know what it is exactly, going to seminars, reading books, audio seminar programs with some of the best peak performance coaches around the world. Really doing whatever it takes, investing in myself. And that's what gives me the base, along with my personal experience, to share with you my perspective on the world in this podcast. And I'll tell you, I really appreciate what it's done for me. But as I look back, again, that perspective, you know, if I could have done it differently, I would have spent half of that money doing exactly what I did because it was helpful. You know, listening to this podcast, it is helpful, right? And sometimes it's helpful in a way that it's going to marinate. There's something that I said. You may even repeat it to your friends. It's provocative, interesting topics to give them insight, and you'll even repeat it. But when it really hits home with you, it might be 3 months from now or 3 years from now. So this type of general information, there's no doubt about it that it's helpful, right? So continue to do this. Let's develop our relationship. You know, listen to this More Than Just Muscles podcast every week. But I'll tell you, if I had to do it differently, I would have spent half the money, like I said, exactly the way that I did, but the other half of the money, I would have invested in one-on-one coaching with a coach who had perspective and insight and experience, someone who I trusted, someone I connected with, that not just would let talk, and you know, I could share my feelings with a coach that, you know, a good, obviously that type of connection is important and could keep me accountable, someone to talk about my dreams and my worries and all those type of things, the obstacles, my goals. But also that coach had effective step-by-step real strategies, not, oh, the secret and, you know, your vibe and all that. I am not into that. I am into specific strategies. Now, do I believe that, you know, that you need a certain mindset before you can make effective strategies effective? Yes, I totally believe in that. That's what I do with men all over the world. You know, I'm doing this all week long, guys who sign up for my exclusive one-on-one coaching. I mean, every single week, man, we're pounding away. And I'll tell you this, I have so many effective strategies to help them take their business to the next level, their relationships to the next level, right? Have the things that they want in life. And I'm a platform, I'm a guy that they can relate to talk to, right, and feel better about it, but someone also to be accountable to their goals and remind them, right? But one thing I pride myself on is I've got effective strategies. It's not just a feel-good session. Effective strategies that help them make the breakthroughs. And so what I would have done is I would have found that coach to take me through the process. You know, just like anything, do you know if that coach is the right coach that could help you? You know, knowing what I know now, I would have taken that gamble. And sometimes I wonder, well, why didn't I do that? And there must have been coaching back then. I think it's because I saw myself as this achiever, and I connected to the top guy of the organization. You know, whether it was Tony Robbins or whoever, Zig Ziglar. I mean, I went out of my way to have personal connection with the top. I guess that's the way I see myself, right? And that's good. But also, these coaches and mentors, I mean, they're way out of my price range to get one-on-one coaching with. But I must have, like I said, I mean, I'm sure those organizations had coaching. I mean, I'm sure this isn't some new type of thing going on. But I just didn't appreciate the value. I didn't see how anybody but the top guy could help me, and I couldn't afford them. So I guess I just blocked it all out because I really don't even remember if there was coaching. But, you know, I know the business model. I know how effective coaching is, even if it's not the top guy. I just missed out on that, you know. So if I could have done, I would have got that one-on-one attention because we're all process. I'm saying these words to you, but you're processing them in a manner where you're at now, where you want to be. And that's probably very helpful in some ways. But, you know, we all kind of get into this certain way of thinking and we don't know that there's another option or five more options sometimes. And I'm the same way too. I get coaching to take my life to the next level, right? No matter what it is, no matter what I've achieved, because we all can use more objectivity and perspective. Sometimes, like I said, you know, we're looking at a challenge, we're beating down that wall, we're really intense and, you know, we're ready for the battle. And, you know, there may be a door just, you know, right out of our peripheral vision that we don't have to do that battle. We can just walk out that door and walk around and get to our goals, right? So let's talk about, you know, the topic that you're here for, about my son, Jace. I'll tell you, yeah, you know, would I want him to be a bodybuilder, a champion bodybuilder like me? And, you know, I'll tell you, when I was right in the you know, getting my first cover or winning my first national championship after working all that time, all that focus, the thrill of victory. Obviously, I was sold on this is my destiny. This is what I love to do. You know, you can't do that unless you get yourself to that state of mind to believe in it, right? So if you would have asked me, you know, after I won a national championship and I'm holding that last man standing on stage and holding it over my head, I mean, I worked so hard. I got myself to believe that this was my destiny. This was the piece to the puzzle in life, certainly the next step. I mean, that perspective, I'm sure that I would have always said, yes, 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 this feeling is so amazing, right? I would probably say that for many years if I'm going to put that kind of effort, right? But again, I have distance now to see everything that got me, everything I hoped it would get me. Because again, our bullseye is happiness. Everybody's bullseye is happiness, no matter how they choose to do it, whether they want to be a competitive bodybuilder or they don't want to compete, just have a great body and dedicate their time to doing that, or I don't know, they want to go save the whales. Right? We all do. We all have this idea of we do the work, we put this dream together step by step, follow through. We're going to accomplish this thing that's going to make us happy. And it may not even be accomplishing thing. It may be just spending time connecting and loving if that's what we think. But our bullseye is to be happy. That's my bullseye. That's your bullseye. Whether we think it's the same route or not, that's our bullseye, right? So again, now I have distance and I see, you know, the price that I paid and all the, I certainly understand and appreciate all the positive things that I got. I mean, it's put me on this platform where you're listening to me and it's directly or indirectly the results of all those accomplishments, right? So I there's obviously a lot of positive things. But also, you know, one thing is I want to share is, it would be easy for me to just say, I'm the man. Yeah. Don't you respect me? Look at me. Look, here's a picture of me 12 years ago. Aren't I awesome? Well, you know, back in the day, I did this and you should do this and do that. I mean, I know that's what most fitness experts do. I know what most leaders do. You know, I mean, you come to them for what they excelled upon. You want that too. That's why you're coming there and talking to them. And, you know, look, personally, from an ego point of view, for that expert, I mean, the best thing to do is just say, yeah, don't you think I'm amazing? I put a lot of work into it. Yeah, you want to be me? Well, it feels good to be me, and it feels good that you want to be me and are listening to me. It's that significance thing. That's the easy thing to do. The challenging thing, in my opinion, is to say, you know what? I want you to have happiness. I want you to have everything you wanted. But I feel as though as a responsible leader, as someone you're coming to, I got to tell you all sides of the story so you can have all the factors as you make your decision and come up with the best decision for you. Right? So for me, just say, oh, yeah, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Right? Number one, you're going to say, look, there's got to be a downside. I wonder what's the downside. Look, I'm already sold on the positive things. Or, you know, some people are critical. They look at each other. Tell me, do you do this with your role models? Are so amazing. You know, with social media, we can't help but reveal ourselves. If you're some type of expert or role model, you step up. I mean, you're going to give a little clues into your life, whether you want to or not. Because there's things that you're gonna tip your hand about, whether it's something you say or the way you observe things or you're going to use statements, like I said, you know, we all think, and you're going to go, wait a second, I don't think that. What are you talking about? But they're going to, we, experts, gurus, people stepping up of authority, leader, however you want to describe it, we can't help but tip off our perspective of the world, our journey, our experience. And, you know, every expert, they have things about their lives that they're not even happy with, that didn't turn out the way that they want it, that maybe they're questioning if they're paying too high a price. And if they're not telling you up in front, hey, I got to tell you about this. Even if they're not telling you that, you're picking it out themselves. Come on, think about it. How many experts do you say? I mean, there's a particular expert, and I'll do my best to keep it generic because that's not the point to criticize them. You know, a massive following. And to me, this person is in a certain amount of pain where they're really amazing at what they do. And there's a lot of people going after what this person does and be like them, and they find comfort and connection, but in their greatness, but also in their pain. I think a lot of people who are in that same pain are coming to that person and can relate. Well, and they're thinking, yeah, I'm disconnected, I'm this, I'm that, whatever the clues they're tipping off. But you know what? My role model, they are too. They're not telling me that, but I can see it. So maybe that's okay for me to feel this pain, make this sacrifice. Hey, can't have everything. Look, my role model. You know, they're not telling me, but I can see they got that hole in their life too. Right? And, you know, I just think it would be responsible for them to just tell you, hey, look, here's my downside along with it, right? To help you make better decisions, right? Because you're seeing them anyway, right? They're not hiding anything from you. Like I said, you know, with enough posts, if you're those experts, myself or anybody, if they're posting them, you're going to see their weaknesses. You're going to see that, well, your critical thinking is going to say, well, they're great at that, but I can really see they're really suffering here. I talked about that one expert, and you know, I'm in the gym. This person's an international figure, and this person doesn't work out in my gym, but one of that person's raving fans, or certainly on their mailing list or on their website, came in and said, ha ha, did you see whatever, ha 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 ha, about their challenge. That was the first thing this person said about this expert. Like, look at this glaring hole and weakness in their life. So, you know, I just don't see the need to have to hide it, because you guys see it anyway. You guys are perspective enough. And I just think that's responsible, you know, for me to just present it that way. You know, look, my life isn't perfect, and I share my imperfections with you. Now, that's interesting. You know, I have a lot of people coming to me for coaching. I have a lot of ways to contact me. What I'm doing right now is I've got this members-only website where, you know, if you're in the business of fitness or just getting more out of life, you like, you know, my style, you can relate to it. I have this members-only website, and less than $20 a month. I mean, I plan my day. I organize my day. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. The first thing I do is talk to my members about what I'm going through with a video. I plan out my day. Well, I do that the night before. You see my plans, my ups, my downs, my trying things and failing, me planning for a podcast like this, how it's going, what my intended outcomes are. When I create a video or have a podcast, I'll have, you know, my critique of what went well, what didn't go well. At the end of every day, I evaluate my day. All these success strategies I learned from the masters like Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, it's me actually playing them out. So whether you or not you want to be an expert who's sharing your passion with the world, you know, or you just want to watch it as a reality show because you kind of connect to what I'm saying. I just think it's the best damn investment. But anyway, at the end of the day, I review my day. I'm just got an audio that you could just listen to, download, put on your iPod. And I say, look, these are the emotions I went through, the ups, the downs, all around. This is what I did well. Ah, damn it. You know, I didn't get this done. Or it shows me scratching and clawing as I work towards my level of happiness. You see how I work my day, you know, my priorities, how I work my family in. You know, to me, it's the best damn investment, you know, in the world. The point, though, that I was saying is that, you know, people email me and I said, you know, maybe they're not in a position to make the investment, or they're not sold on how much one-on-one coaching with me and talking to me for an hour every single week, how that can really improve their lives. So I said, you know, just a little entry thing, you know, of there's so much value, you know, in that, you know, members only website. And like I said, you know, for that amount of money, it's a third party who does it. I just get a percentage of that. That's not why I do it. I don't make real money by having this site. I like it for how it keeps me accountable. I like it how, you know, my wife can be downstairs and she starts her day listening to what I talked about, you know, 5 hours before at 3 o'clock in the morning about my day, how I'm processing the world, my hopes, my dreams, if it's going well or not. Listening to my reviews, it connects us. We get on the same page. I do it for so many reasons. It's not a moneymaker for me. It just makes me accountable to be my best, because I have an audience that I have to be accountable to. Another great benefit of, you know, having a coach, right? You guys are in my member center being my coach. But the point is that I've had a couple this couple people this past week, and you know, they had challenges. They want to connect. I'm trying to email them, doing my best to serve them. And you know, they basically said, you know, Skip, I can't relate to you. You're way up here. You're one of these successful guys from forever. You're too smooth. You're too polished. And I don't mean by too. It's just like you're at such a level so high. You're, and one gentleman, you know, he's like over 60 and he connected with me and we've gone back and forth. I've even talked to him on the phone to do what I can to help him. And he said to me, he goes, you know what? You are the most strongest physically, mentally, and emotional men that I know. And, you know, he's just seeing one side over the internet, right? He goes, you're way up there. I can't relate to you. I need someone going through my challenges just like me. And, you know, number one, that isn't true. I mean, look, I have challenges that I have to work out every day. I may be at a level, but it's the same thoughts. And that's what I really realize by helping so many men around the world on a continual basis, one after another, all week long, is that, you know, our challenges are very similar. The theme of the challenges is how we approach it may be different or our level, right? And it's just kind of unfortunate because you don't need someone who can't figure it out, who's at the same point of view, who, if you consider yourself weak or a challenge, you don't need a role model who is at that point. You want to be, even though it may be painful, you want to be with someone who has broken through to the next level. Anyway, the point is, I don't see myself as polished, but it seems to create a disconnect for some people the way they see me as so polished. But in that members-only website, I mean, I'm just being raw. I don't even get dressed up or shave as I'm talking. It's very personal, less polished, if that's what makes you feel better. Anyway, you know, we're going to take a break. I got to get to this point, right? You know, I mean, all of this adds up to setting up what's the answer to my question, what I want my son, Jace, to grow up to be a focused and dedicated champion bodybuilder like me. Everything I've said up to this point is leading up to that. But when we get back from this break, I'm just going to get right to the answer, all right? I'm setting up this whole platform of more than just muscles and how it will add to the quality of your life, right? Piece by piece, we're going to go through this journey together, right? But when we get back from this break, I'm just going to go right into the answer, all right? So we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days, to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a matter of trust. Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast, strategies to help you become your very best, both inside and outside of the gym. Not one or the other. Not, oh, I'm just going to focus on my body and I'm suffering in so many areas of life. With my personal relationships, my level of intimacy and fun, and my financial future. You know, I got to get off this track someday and I got to really start worrying about, but not now because I'm in my thing and this is all the sacrifice, right? And it's not like, hey, I got to live this balanced life and love and connect and do all this. So, yeah, my body sucks, but, you know, look, I'm living a balanced life. It's how do we have an amazing life and an amazing body at the same time? You know, that's what I'm just getting you to think about, not one or the other, how to have them both, right? And that's what this podcast is all about. So when I answer the question, would I want my son, Jace, to grow up to be a champion, dedicated, focused bodybuilder like myself, I want to tell you that, you know, everybody, we all have our own journey. We all have our own challenges. We all go for that bullseye that I talked about. What would make us happy? All of our situations are unique. And you know what? I'll tell you, I would never tell people, do this, don't do that. You know, that's wrong. Even though, again, we talked about social media, maybe that's the best way to cut through it. Because everybody's an individual. They have their own perception of the world, right? The bullseye is to be happy. And as I look back on my journey with more perspective, and I talk to men just like you all over the world who are similar, you know, our same birds of a feather flocking together, our tribe with similar experiences. That's why you're on this podcast and you're listening here almost an hour into it. We have a similar journey, same experiences. And, you know, when I think about why I got into bodybuilding and training, it's much different than what I thought. I thought that, you know, I was 27 years old. I thought for all these positive reasons, I had found my place in the sun. Obviously, I was genetically gifted. I loved doing it. There's a lot of factors that made me very good at what I did as I entered it. But I could have been good at a lot of things that I dedicated my time and energy into, you know. And so I only saw it as all these positive things, of course, right? How can you do this if you only see it as positive things? And as I started achieving more and people complimented me and, you know, the great feeling, not that it would wear off, but it wouldn't have the same impact, more the same, more the sacrifices, and it would have less of an impact. And then I started thinking, well, what about the other things in life? You know, and if you're in this whole culture, right, when you're suffering, people tell you, oh, money doesn't matter, so don't worry about it, that you're not concentrating on that. When they say, oh, relationships, you know, if they can't, the other person can't understand you, well, screw it. You got to be you. You got to do this for you. And it gets just reinforced in this culture. But, you know, you go a long enough time in, and I don't know where you are in your journey, you realize, man, is this ever going to change? And I'll tell you, you know, I'm offering you my perspective, getting to the other side. But also, you know, I talk to 50-year-old men or older, right, who have been bodybuilding champions, everything that you see as legends. You know, you go up to them and say, you're a legend, you're a legend, you're a legend. I'll tell you this, many of them don't, you know, they'll smile and they'll focus on, you know, how much you appreciate what they've done. But they've done that years ago. And, you know, you don't want to live, I don't want to live in the past. I always want to believe that my best days are ahead of me, not in the past. So if you're complimenting me about being a legend for something I did 15 years ago, personally, that doesn't make me happy. Unless I've got these goals that I'm driving towards, there's another level of happiness for me, that bullseye. So I can tell you, a lot of those legends that you see that accomplish something, I've talked to them. They're just not talking to you in the way that I'm talking about. It left me empty, right? For me, what I had to do was once I got out of all that, I had to kind of start dealing with the issues of, you know, maybe, well, why wasn't I in relationships that were long-term? And did I have a problem with intimacy or trust that everything would work out? Or if I had these opinions of what a man in a relationship, you know, would have to be like, and I'm not doing that by being this bodybuilder, well, I have to put it off, all these type of things. And, you know, I realized for me what I feared most, but what I wanted most was love, connection, family, everything that I feel so fortunate that I made it to the other side, right? I had to hit that head on, and you don't have to hit it head on if you find your place, your distraction in bodybuilding and training. Now, some people can have that distraction make them feel good, you know, that therapy, so to speak, and they can do it for, you know, 2 or 3 years or 2 or 3 months and then say, okay, I got what I wanted. And then they go on to hit their challenges in life. And then hopefully they're working towards that bullseye of happiness, right? So, you know, to answer the question is why, you know, is my son, why is he willingly taking that route to build this shield, build this body, you know, have this outward appearance? Why is he doing it? Is it because, you know, really? Is it because, hey, I just found this thing that I'm great at doing. It's going to set up my future because I'm going to own a supplement company. I'm going to help people with their fitness. And maybe I'll later get into motivation, and it's going to help people who have the same challenges as me. And then I can help them overcome this, but our connection is the body. And I can say, look, I went for the body like you did too. You know, but now I want more and I want more. I want to get you to the other side too, right? I mean, I'm benefiting from everything that I put into bodybuilding. But I can tell you this. I didn't have this plan. I found a way to make the adjustments. I didn't put all that time and energy with this master plan of knowing. I mean, I had a plan. I had what I thought it would do for me, and I made a lot of things happen getting on this platform to talk to you, but it wasn't a plan thing. I was more moved by pain, about being distracted from my pain and my challenge that I eventually had to overcome to make my man formation. Those are the reasons why I got in. And a lot of people who are in my tribe, you're in it for the same reason. Now, if you're not in that group and somehow you've listened to an hour of this podcast, well, I'm not talking to you. If you just love this is the greatest thing in the world for you. I mean, you're 25 years old, you're 30 years old, you're in the prime of your life. You love it, love it, love it. Because there are people in bodybuilding and training who are like that. I just did a shorter video on this, yesterday. And I talked about some of these IFBB pro legends. If you go to skiplacour.com, see my interview section. There are some of these legendary bodybuilders, IFBB Hall of Famers that, they were just introduced to bodybuilding at a very young age, had the right mentors, and they've done it their whole lives to this day. It's their identity. It's their mission. They love it. They're following. They make their living all from that. You know, I can't say, sure, everybody has challenges, but again, I'm not a psychologist, even though, you know, I deal with men and their issues like week in and week out, day and day out, plus my own journey gives me a certain level of, you know, insight from a school of hard knocks, a life experience perspective, right? I don't think that, you know, the major reason they're escaping some pain or trauma in their life, you know, some of them, right? If you go to there in those interviews, but there's a couple of the pros that will tell you, you know, Mike Christian, the Iron Warrior, he talks about at 8 years old, how his mom died. And, you know, he went into drugs and, you know, his dad wasn't around. Then he moved in, and at 19 years old, he met a mentor that had him escape. He said he would have been in jail. And what he talked about, you know, his best friend, right when he kind of moved at 19 and got introduced to bodybuilding, his friend went to jail for however, and he said that would have been him. It's created a whole bunch, you know, those type of life experience creates these traumas, you know, and then we find our solace in bodybuilding and training. You know, IFBB pro bodybuilder Flex Wheeler, you know, talks about the same things. And he's very open and honest, and people appreciate that transparency about the angry guy he was inside, creating the whole flex experience because of the traumas of sexual abuse and being picked on as a kid, and how he found his place in bodybuilding and training. But there are, you know, people who I interviewed, I don't think that's the case. Eight-time Mr. Olympia Lee Haney, you know, just went into it young, found his place. Sean Ray, same type of thing. Chris Cormier, same type of thing. And I'm sure there are more who I've interviewed. As far as natural bodybuilders who I've interviewed, Lane Norton, same type of thing. Jeff Neppert from, again, my bro psychologist experience. I mean, not that these guys, again, that everything about them is just wonderful, but I don't think they got into it because they've had some major traumas, like, or even major, minor, whoever, whatever you want to call it. I don't think it's universal for everybody who gets into bodybuilding. And if that's the case for you and you're loving it, hey, go for it. Awesome. Amazing. You know, but I'll tell you this. I mean, a lot of the people who I talk to come from coaching. You guys send me the emails. You can relate to my story. And if you know part of my story, I mean, I'll talk about it more and more, certain situations in this podcast. But you can go to the website, itsamatteroftrust.com. Itsamatteroftrust.com. It's also on my website. And I have excerpts from my upcoming book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. And tell you why, for reasons I didn't even know why bodybuilding was such an amazing place for me. Again, the challenge was, it's like kind of when you check out and you have this way of coping with the world, it may make you feel good for as long as you're in it. But just like anything else, you got to come out, and whatever, whether it's trusting, expanding your business, taking your financial situation to the next level, all those things that you deem not important, but you still felt good because you had your bodybuilding training. You know, someday that's either going to end or you're going to continue it. But to get to that level of happiness, you're going to have to put focus on those areas. You can't, life can't be just great because you have muscles and you have structure and people admire you, right? And so, you know, those are the type of things that, you know, I want to point out. And the people who come to me, they have those same things. So, I mean, so to answer, you know, that question, right, it really depends on why he's getting in it. Because it really, you know, the bottom line is, I know that we have this commonality because of building muscle, losing body fat, our dedication to the gym. But it really, you know, whether you're, you know, I don't know, you refurbish cars in your garage, I don't know, you could tell where my mind is. You know, maybe you just have a passion of learning. Whatever, sharing your experiences with the world, whatever you're passionate about, whatever. It doesn't matter, unless, I guess, it's legal. It meets your moral requirements, of course, right? But we all do things to hit that bullseye to make us happen. It doesn't matter if it's bodybuilding or refurbishing cars or whatever, CrossFit. I guess bodybuilders hate some bodybuilders hate CrossFit people for whatever reason, you know. But the point that I'm saying, we're all searching for happiness, and we all have all these avenues to get it. It's just that from my experience, is that if you're too far into it, you know, you're going to have to come out the other side and pay the piper. You know, I'm still reversing a lot of the things that, you know, that you see in all the memes. That's why, you know, I said in my last podcast, be very careful from the life advice that you get from bodybuilding fitness experts who are really in the throngs, right in the middle of their battle, because that works to make them amazing at that. It may not work in life. And so when I still had to reverse that way of thinking after, you know, still, you know, my wife was a national level fitness competitor for many years, did very, very well in her contest. I mean, she would tell me stories about her dedication, because I didn't know her when she was that fitness expert. And, you know, I wasn't a competitor and she wasn't a competitor, and that's how we knew each other. It was both when we were done with that life. And actually, you know, I didn't even know her at that time. I mean, she had read about me in the magazines or things like that, but, you know, she would tell me about her dedication and how she stretched for 3 hours a day because she was a fitness competitor, you know, with all the routines and all those type of things. 3 hours a day stretching. Now, again, I don't know where you are thinking, oh my God, that's dedication. Wow. I want to shake your wife's hand. I want to send her an email telling that's awesome, that level of dedication, right? I don't know where you are. You're saying 3 hours a day? There's 24 hours a day, and you spent 3 hours just stretching? What else aren't you doing? You know, and then you might think, well, why are you so dedicated? It's interesting, you know, when people, they defend their dedication to bodybuilding and fitness, and they don't want to hear it, even though, and if you don't want to hear it because it's working out for you, I want you to be happy if you're hitting your bullseye. That's fine. But when you know that it's costing you and you don't want to, you know, face it, I mean, there's a little bit of resistance, right? And I understand all that. I mean, it takes so much just to get in it. And, you know, I'll tell you, if somebody is right in the middle of competing for a contest, they don't want to, you don't, I don't want you to listen to this. It takes so much just for you to do all that. I don't want you to listen to this. I don't. Just have fun. Make your journey work. You can come back and revisit this another time. You don't need this distraction. You got to have all your energy focused on what it takes to step up and execute every day to make that happen. You don't need anything playing in your mind. Well, Skip, and I admire Skip, he's messing with my head. I don't want that. That's not my goal. This is for people who are hurting, that know they want to round it out, and they don't know how to get there, right? So I'm not trying to change anybody's minds who are really in the battle to become the best they can be, and they're convinced that that's the way to do it, to become happy, and I'm here to challenge that. That is not what this podcast is all about. I think I've now said that about 132 times already, right? I'm helping the people who are searching for answers, giving them from some perspective, maybe from the other side, right? But yeah, 3 hours a day out of 24, just think what you could do with that time to round out your life. If you have some areas of expertise that are, you know, relationships, knowing about yourself, spending that time and energy, you know, overcoming your challenges in life, right? It's quite an investment. So whatever the path is for my son, I want him to be happy. I would have him do it a little bit better than me, is kind of maybe understanding why you're doing the things that you do, and are there more efficient ways to hit that bullseye that may not cost you so much, or know your outcome and putting time frames on it. Because again, you can't just look about what's making you happy in the moment, like a Band-Aid, like a drug, like an addiction. Like people who aren't, they don't see it as an addiction, but basically an addiction is something you have to do to make yourself feel better, even though it's costing you in other areas of your life. I think that a lot of people don't see bodybuilding and training, that lifestyle, as an addiction, because they can't see down the line. Sometimes they feel it where it's going to cost them. It's something that feels good now, but it's going to cost them later on. And I think that's where the perspective, that's why they don't see it as an addiction, because they're confused if this is going to cost them or this is the price you pay for success. Think about that, right? So there's a lot of ways to get from point A to point B, whatever you choose, just knowing all the reasons why. I want to believe. Oh, man, I tell you, I get emotional when I think about this, you know, because, you know, having, you know, my two kids, so, you know, later in life, and it seems like a continual ritual where, you know, I get up very early in the morning so I can work uninterrupted. So I get up at 3, you know, my family doesn't get up till 8. Usually I'm at the gym at whatever, like 6:30, and then I'm home when they're waking up. So I had that time for me, so I don't have to take that time away, you know. But I do work from home. I've created this life because family is so important to me at this stage, after avoiding it for so long while I was in my bodybuilding and training journey. And, you know, I'll work all day. I'll come downstairs a lot, connect with my family and things like that. But I'll work many times till 8 o'clock at night. Long day, you know. Great thing about what I do, my work is my play. I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. I help other people. So it's easy for me to work so many hours to take care, again, to provide value to people like you, but also, take care of my family. And so when I come down at 8 o'clock, the first thing I do, my kids are asleep or just about to sleep. And if they're just about to sleep, I get both of them. And I, we have a rocking chair in there, and I get them on each side. And, so my daughter right now is 22 months old, and my son is 6 months old. And so I just rock them. It's this place that I just love, this connection that I didn't open myself up to for so many years. And I was okay with the whole bodybuilding and training journey. That was my anesthetic from this pain that I had inside. It would dull the pain in the moment. But this is where I wanted to be. I just didn't know, how to get there. And I'm so happy as I'm holding them that I finally made it to this other side. But at the same time, I think about, oh man, look, I'm an older dad, and 20 years from now, like, what kind of shape, and I don't mean physical shape, like muscles or anything like that, but what are my mental and physical capacity when they're just this age? I put this off for so long. And it's just not what I may rob them of, because they weren't around earlier in my life for me to give them this love. But I think about, the love I denied myself of. What for what? What was I doing? Why wasn't I here earlier? Why didn't I work on what I needed to work on to get to this place earlier? And I'll tell you is that I sit in that chair every night. It's almost become a nightly thing. I get really emotional, and it's like there's tears going down my eyes. And it's such a mixed feeling. It's such a push-pull, because some of those tears are, I'm so happy to be at this point, to finally make it here, to open my heart up, to not distract myself. Then I'm actually experiencing these two beings. Because, when I was in the throngs of the bodybuilding and fitness lifestyle, I always just assumed this was going to happen. I'll tell you, when it comes to, with my wife, it was my insight, my talking through, sharing these experiences, sharing my experience, that really got her to a point where she was ready to expand and make it an end. And now we have this awesome relationship and this amazing family. But I'll tell you is that if I didn't coach and guide her and kind of give her a different perspective than her train of thought, my mission is to at least get you to entertain. She had the thing that it was just all going to happen. Now, she doesn't know if it was all going to happen, but that why she was in the path. There was nothing, like for me, I realized if I did not change, it was never going to happen. I'll tell you, I know a couple bodybuilders who are successful, and they're not married, no kids, or maybe they, they're just alone. And yeah. And, sometimes it's not going to just happen. And, would it have just happened for her? Or if I didn't come into her life and give her a different perspective, I mean, who knows? I tend to think from, it wasn't going to just happen. But that was how we connected. That was our common bond, our journey, our challenges, and how to get to the other side. And so when I talk about this whole more than just muscles, I know its impact. I know how it can change your life, because that's how my wife and I created this incredible life that we're living and we're continually taking up to the next level, is for the same reason I'm connecting with you. But when I'm sitting with my kids at night, it's like this push-pull. It's the tears are happiness that I finally made it here. These little beings that I always assumed that I would be in this position, but years and years and years went by, and I never got in this position, didn't really kind of understand. But there's also, the tears are, I'm pissed off at myself. I wish I could have lived in a different way. I wish I could have been here earlier. And what was I doing? What was I thinking? I can't get those years back. And when I think about it, I'm going to be long gone. When my kids are my age, I'm not going to be around anymore. and forget about what I may have robbed myself. You know, what did I rob them of? So, you know, I have these tears of joy and these tears of disappointment. And how would I have lived my life better? But you know what? Then I take myself out. I can't change the past. I just have to live in the moment. And I know people say everything happens for a reason. You know, God did this to you so that this thing. Well, I have to look at it that way. But I can do it even better. And how I'm going to do it better is by, if this is information that is helpful to you to step into your life, I'm committed to this more than just muscles to help you. And that's how I can do it better. Maybe not in my life, but give you some clarity, perspective, objectivity to make. So I want you at this point, you know, sooner than me, so you can enjoy it longer than me. So if your situation, same, your future kids can have you fully present and happy sooner in life to be with them. All right, guys, that's going to end it for this podcast. I want that for you. Make sure you sign up for the teleseminar this Thursday, July 16th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You sign up at sltips.com/teleseminar, sltips.com/teleseminar. Questions and answers, we'll connect personally on that. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com if you found this podcast to be helpful. If there's any way I can help you out. Hey, like, share, whether this is in video form and on YouTube, whether you saw this on Facebook or it's iTunes, 5 stars on iTunes. Hey, help me get this message out. Help me kind of neutralize that kind of pain that I kind of was reminiscing about. Help me make my pain, you know, your gain and other people's gain by sharing this message, this more than just muscles message. Have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.